In this bulletin, the Prime Minister announces $328 million in extra funding to tackle domestic violence. Human rights lawyer Julian Burnside joins the Greens to stand against Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. And Penrith's Tyrone May charged by police in relation to the latest NRL sex tape scandal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a record $328 million in funding to tackle domestic violence. The package includes $82 million for frontline services, $68 million for prevention strategies, and $78 million for safe places for family violence sufferers. The announcement comes just a day after Labor pledged $60 million to help victims of domestic violence rebuild their lives. Mr. Morrison says Australia needs to counter its culture of disrespect towards women.
It's very focused on changing attitudes of all Australians, because disrespect of women and children, while it won't always end necessarily in violence towards women and children, that's certainly where it starts.
Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer says it's a significant investment.
Our approach centres around three key themes: prevention, response, and also recovery. We have zero tolerance for violence against women and girls, and we want girls and women to know that they can be safe in their homes, in their communities, online, and in their workplaces.
Human rights advocate and high-profile barrister Julian Burnside will run as a Greens candidate against Treasurer Josh Frydenberg at the federal election. Mr. Burnside will contest Mr. Frydenberg's Victorian seat of Kooyong. Former Liberal turned independent Oliver Yates is also contesting the seat, which the Liberals hold by a margin of nearly 13%. In rugby league, Penrith's Tyrone May has been charged by New South Wales police in relation to the latest sex tape scandal that's engulfed the NRL. The Panthers utility turned himself into Penrith Police Station, where he was arrested and later charged with two counts of recording intimate image without consent and two counts of disseminating an image without consent. It's alleged the 22-year-old filmed two women without their knowledge while he engaged in sexual acts on separate occasions at Coffs Harbour and Kingswood last year. Police claim neither woman was aware they were being filmed and didn't consent to the recording or the distribution. Police have also warned the media and the public that further sharing of any videos could result in more charges.
I want to make it quite clearly, quite clear at this stage. We are all, from a media point of view, and as this information becomes publicly available, you are all now very well aware that the information that we are talking about today was not recorded with the permission of the victims in those videos, and it was not disseminated with the permission. Any person who continues to disseminate that information puts themselves liable at an offence.
May has been granted bail and will face Penrith local court on the 1st of May. In football, Melbourne Victory kicks off its Asians Champion League campaign tonight. Victory hosts South Korean side Daegu FC at Amy Park. Coach Kevin Muscat says he's feeling optimistic.
Naturally, it's exciting to be here in the competition once again. We earned the opportunity to be in this competition, so we intend to be really positive about the way we go about it.
We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, rained at times and 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne, a few showers and windy, a top of 20 degrees. Hobart, a possible shower and 17. Canberra, a shower or two, 25. Wollongong, showers with a possible storm and 26. Sydney, similar and 31 degrees. Newcastle, showers with a possible storm and 36. Brisbane, a shower or two and 31. Cairns, a possible shower and 33. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.